Not on my watch. It's a familiar phrase often spoken by those who refuse to tolerate injustice. But in this moment, the words carry a deeper meaning. They echo with the weight of memory and the urgency of responsibility. Not on my watch becomes a vow. Never forget. Never again stand in silence. Never again allow evil to rise unchecked against the Jewish people with whom God has made an everlasting covenant. This cry is bringing hope today as Jewish and Christian communities stand together, remembering what began 87 years ago on the night now known as Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. On November 9th and 10th in 1938, the world watched as 1,400 synagogues were burned in one night. Jewish businesses were smashed. Nearly 100 Jews were murdered in the streets, and 30,000 men were dragged into concentration camps. The world saw the flames, heard the shattering glass, and then returned to silence. To understand today's rise in anti-Semitism, we must look back. How did such hatred take root in Germany and across Europe? The truth is, it didn't start with Hitler. Scripture makes it clear that there has always been an enemy who despises God's covenant people. We see it in the book of Esther when Haman plotted to annihilate the Jews, and yet God positioned Esther for such a time as this, to stand boldly on behalf of her people. The enemy has always worked the same way, quietly at first, planting small lies in the ears of the world until those lies grow, are repeated, and eventually believed. Today, that same strategy spreads through modern media and digital platforms. We're watching the same patterns of deception, misinformation, and hate that once engulfed Europe. A few years ago, people asked, how did it ever get that far? How did a nation embrace such evil? Students reading history wondered how the world could have been so blind. But now, looking at our own generation, we see exactly how it happened. The subtle becomes normal. The normal becomes accepted. Accepted becomes justified, and justified becomes violence. But wait, this is where hope rises, because now we are awake. Now is the time for Christians and Jews to stand side by side, united against hatred, to pray for eyes to be opened, for truth to cut through confusion, and for hearts to reject the lies of the enemy. The same spiritual force that targeted the Jewish people throughout history is the same force opposing Christians today. But we are not powerless. Our weapons are prayer, worship, and truth. Our strength is found in unity. If we could step back in time and stop the horrors of the Holocaust, we would. But today we don't need a time machine. We simply need the courage to prevent it from happening again. So we link arms with our Jewish brothers and sisters. We lift our voices and we declare with conviction and hope, not on our watch. In Genesis 17:7, God says, I will establish my covenant with an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you. For Inspire FM, I'm Julie McGuire.